Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Just before I say hello to the person who's sitting in front of me, take a listen to this.
Make me feel good.
Tracks that you no doubt know very, very well. We have, of course, Make Me Feel Good featuring Jazzy and Superstar. And in advance of a massive show in Punchestown, I have got one half of Belters Only sitting in front of me right now. Hello, Bissett, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm so buzzed to have you here today.
I'm great. It's great to be here.
I know. It just means we get to play your music as well, even more. Three little samples.
Not that I'm sick of hearing music at this
stage. No, not at all, I'd say. Yeah, because I'd say you have to go through so many like listens and edits before the song even comes out to us. So.
Yeah, there's so many back and forths on tunes with little small tweaks. And now obviously that we've done the label now, I constantly listen to demos coming in. Yeah. So it's just music everywhere at the moment.
It's a nice life.
It's a great life.
You worked hard for it.
We did.
We'll get into that, but let's take it right back because obviously, look, everybody knows COVID was absolutely dreadful, but it was very vital in getting you guys together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically, obviously, me and Robbie worked like solely for years, over 10 years. And then obviously when the clubs and all closed down during COVID, I recently signed the Polydor. I got a nice advance off them. I built a studio and basically I asked Robbie to come over for a couple of sessions, and as soon as Robbie came over, we made magic, and that was history then from then on, you know that way. So the COVID was great for us because we got together and smashed our head together and made this idea of Belters Only. So
Making Magic is exactly that as well, because Make Me Feel Good, like, it was an instant smash hit. Everybody loved it. It's still one of those things that we are obsessed with hearing on the radio. We still regularly play it, but I know that that's so long ago for you guys at this point, but it was your first proper release. Like, what was that feeling like?
I mean, the feeling of releasing on a major label is massive for us because we've worked so hard to get to that point. And I think it was just obviously the right moment for us at that time to release it. Obviously COVID happening, but the tune obviously Make Me Feel Good, it makes you feel good, you know what I mean? So coming out of COVID, obviously it was great to kind of release that. The moment for us, yeah, I think it was just, yeah, it was great for us to release on a major label, yeah.
Jazzy, of course, is huge on that track because she's the vocals of it. And you guys seem to have the Midas touch. Are you so proud of her for all of her success?
Listen, Jazzy is a superstar and we're so proud of her, you know what I mean? It's great to see her doing what she's doing. And she's still only beginning, you know what I mean? She's only at the start of her career, so we cannot wait to see what she has in store.
I think,
you know,
that
what I mean?
Is the most exciting part is look what she's done, and this is the beginning, and you guys are very much, you know, like her family. Like, when you're all together, it's hard not get excited because the smile that comes off her, you can just see how happy she is.
She's listening, she's so innocent as well, you know what I mean? And she's just a lovely person and she deserves the world.
Come here and tell me, you sold out the Tree Arena in half an hour for the last October show. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, I'd lost for words that day when I woke up, and to see, like, obviously the show sold out in a half an hour, and I rang Robbie. Robbie was asleep, you know what I mean? Robbie woke up, obviously didn't know what was going on.
What,
the chats were going
to?
Mad, and the phone was ringing constantly, just saying, "Well done, congratulations." And yeah, it's just surreal, yeah.
I'm absolutely obsessed with the fact that the tickets were going on sale and Robbie was passed out. He's leaving you to deal with everything.
Trust him, you know what I mean? Trust him.
What was it like walking out to the stage that night?
You know what? When it was announced, obviously, I don't think I got any nerves at all, because
you were ready.
We are ready.
Yeah.
We were waiting so long for this moment. It was one of probably our biggest goal that we had to obviously even play, never mind sell it out, but just play in the Tree Arena was one of our big goals. So obviously, we played, we supported MK there a couple of months, obviously, before the show was announced. And obviously, that was huge. But to do our own show there was just obviously different gravy, you know.
I love it so, so much. You were releasing music every day last week.
Yeah, we did.
Just for the crack. Yeah, just getting them out there.
we had tunes in the locker from when we first got together. And we obviously posted about them a couple of times and played them in our set. And obviously, a lot of people have been asking for them the last, like, 2 years. So. Yeah. We just said, listen, we'll stick a tune a day up for a week, and see how it goes. So
there you go.
That's what happened.
You've talked a lot about building an empire, and like, what do you mean by empire? Is that your label and building like new artists coming onto that?
Yeah,
more music.
It's basically just about building the whole community. You know what I mean? It's as we always say, it's not about us anymore. It's kind of about just elevating the whole music scene in Ireland. That's kind of what we're doing with the label, and obviously event nights. We're bringing DJs in and international DJs over, just for the whole culture of it as well. You know what I mean? All the even the fans coming up, all the young fans, they need to know what good music is. So we're kind of bringing all these artists in just to try create this culture in the city. You know,
it's been something that's been talked about for so long, and it's so true that it is, nightlife is just lost. Mm. And you know, when we were growing up, it was very easy to go to a club and to find new DJs and listen to new music and just be in that culture and environment. So it's fantastic that you're looking outside of yourselves and looking to everybody else at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not, as I said, it's not about us. It's about just growing the whole community. And obviously with this label now, all the up and coming artists in the country now, we're trying to just shine a light on them and try create a blueprint so they don't have to go over to the UK, or if they do go over to the UK, they're ready for it as well, you know?
Yeah, they're ready to rock. I'm not being flippant when I say this, but you really are into the idea of self-belief, that you have the power to make things happen for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it was just that kind of thing of manifestation, you know, was when we first kind of planned Belters Only and what we're going to do with it. It was literally everything that we're doing now, you know what I mean? So, I'm a big believer in that kind of believing and manifesting and going for goals, you know?
I always say about manifesting, I'm like, you need to have, obviously, the great mindset and to believe in yourself that you can do, but you have to put in the hard work behind it.
There's always hard work to put in, you know what I mean? Once you have the vision, and it was obviously a lot easier and a lot quicker because I have Robbie beside me, and then obviously Evo is the third member, which he's now managing the label, is what we always planned for him to do as well. So once the three of us come together and have this vision, it comes a lot quicker, you know what I mean? So that's how it works. Yeah,
you've got reliable people who have the same
you know, vision, same goals.
Yeah, it's unreal. Look, you are headlining Punchestown 24th on the 2nd of June. MK is doing the night before. It's a huge gig. What can people expect from you?
Great time. We sat down with Spectrum, which is our production kind of team, and you see, I don't know whether you're seeing the Tree Arena show or the clips of the Tree Arena show. It's going to be 10 times bigger than that, you know.
How can you get bigger than that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and the stuff that actually Ireland hasn't seen before that's going to be into this production. You know what I mean? So, like, we're getting stuff brought in from different countries for this show. You know, so it's going to be. I don't want to give away too much, you know what I mean? But it's going to be huge.
Well, lucky for everybody else, just like your Tree Arena gig, it is going to be on a bank holiday Sunday, so they don't have to worry about trying to get work off the following day, because I think they'll need to recover from
Definitely.
What is the plan for the rest of the year? You guys are playing over in Ibiza?
Yeah, so we have obviously the Punchestown on the 2nd of June. We have Belsonic in Belfast on the 14th of June. We have the 21st of June. We have Musgraves in Cork. Mm-hmm. And then the 11th of August is Galway Airport.
Whoop.
And then we obviously have a residency in Ibiza Rocks this year. A couple of dates in Amnesia Ibiza as well. And then obviously Hoydown, Croatia, Malta, Greece, couple of different places.
It's just
places,
so exciting. It's so well deserved.
Yeah, no, listen, we worked hard, yeah.
Just got a text in from Joe here, so it says, enjoying the show, bit of a bonus, have some fab Irish dance tunes at 11 o'clock in the morning, that is for sure, and there's more to come. Visit, thank you so much for joining us today. If you do want to get your tickets for Punchestown, you can get them now, they're on sale. You deserve all the success and then some. I'll talk to you later on. It's Laura Fox in for Jennifer Zamparelli, and right before the news, I was joined in studio. I was so lucky to be joined in studio by one half of Belters Only, Bissett, who was here with bells on and on time. And we unfortunately didn't have Robbie G, but then out of nowhere, he appeared in the radio studio and we just said, we need to talk to him. Hi, Robbie.
How's things, Laura?
Come in closer to the mic there now.
How's things, Laura? You okay?
I'm all good. How are you?
I'm just back from catching my breath after sprinting up to the studios there, yeah. Shocking, carry on. All I can do is apologise to everyone and to Bissett and to yourself.
Don't apologise, we're good.
That's the only apology you're going to get out of me now, that's it.
Well, myself and Bissett had a great time. We really got to know each other. And he was flying the flag for Belters Only. Massively, and doing it on. So he's not even talking now. He's like,
leaving up to Robbie now.
He's done enough talking, yeah.
Robbie walked in the door and said, the train, and then the lights, and then the car, and then the. And we got actually no one full sentence, but just a load of reasons.
Well, do you know what? I have pictures to prove it. So if anyone's looking at my Instagram in the next hour or two, you'll see me getting stopped at every red light to prove that I was late for a reason.
But you know what? This is what I always think as well, because you're a bit like me. My friends add in half an hour. They'll tell me we're meeting at 1:30, we're actually meeting at 2:00, and I've copped onto that massively in my time. But I always think things work out.
You know what's worse though? I'm actually in denial, because I actually tell myself I'm going to be all right, yeah, and I'm going to be on time.
We should have told him this interview was yesterday.
Yeah. Meet me here on time.
I probably still would have been late, to be honest with you. This is how bad it is, but...
Robbie, yeah. Time is just a suggestion in our world. That's okay though. You know, we can get on
is
with
it. Is it though?
Look at things go on. Jennifer Zamparelli, if she was here, she'd be killing us right now. She is a stickler for punctuation and being on time, which is probably the way you should be. But no one's hurt.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. We'll
take that. Yeah, we'll
take
that then.
Till I get him back to the studio.
You told me you'd be on time.
What are you doing?
This one time.
Well, look, we can get the sell in anyway. You're going to be playing Punchestown. You've got loads of gigs coming up all around the country, so everyone can see you. Bissa was telling us earlier on that you've got mad things planned.
Yep, we do. We have loads planned.
I was telling you, we sat down with Spectrum the other day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's going to be a spectacle. It's definitely something no one's ever seen before. Factually, nobody has ever seen this before.
Okay,
so,
factually.
Just like the last time, we had the biggest circular LED screen in Ireland last year. So,
I know, and that was pretty unreal.
So, it's going to be that and more, put it that way.
It's giddy stuff altogether. I will let you get back to work. Robbie G, thank you so much for joining us today.
Eventually, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.